You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
At Hoynesy on Twitter. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning, bud.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Is it even a rivalry with the Cincinnati Reds anymore? Should they just give up the trophy permanently?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's gone in the Indians' favor for sure. But it's fun. You know, it's more fun when you can travel, you know, when you go down, you can go to Cincinnati, and because it's a nice town. And but, hey, it's the Indians have really kind of dominated this series, so it's—I don't know how big how important it is to the players, but it is kind of fun just to have something to write about, and I think it's fun for the fans.
We have real big news about Francona, or at least a real big discussion about Francona coming up momentarily. Let me ask you something though, there, Paul, because they sent a tweet. The Reds sent a tweet out, and they made a joke about LeBron leaving twice, and it got people in a row, and even myself, I went, "Whoa, that's a little under the belt there," and we had this discussion yesterday. Now, you've been to Cincinnati numerous times covering the Cleveland Indians. You say it's a nice town. I got nothing against the people. I got nothing against the city. I just don't find them to have the same passion for sports the way that we do in Cleveland or Pittsburgh does or Detroit does or Buffalo does. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I grew up with the Big Red Machine. So, I mean, they were pretty passionate about that team. I don't know. I don't know if there's still a lingering thing with Paul Brown going to Cincinnati and, you know, after getting fired by the Browns and starting the Bengals down there. I think it's really a good baseball town. It's a good baseball town from the amateur level all the way up to the professional level. I think it's really, you know, in that regard, I've always thought it was a great baseball town.
Paul Hoynes joining us on the hotline. Did you see anything different? I know they didn't hit the ball that well in the other two games against Cincinnati, but obviously coming out of it yesterday. But was there any kind of a refocused mindset? Did they allude to any of that with their you know, very nice week against the Reds?
The thing that just stands out to me is that their pitching has been so good that it's finally given them a chance. They can win 2-0 or they can win 13-0. And, you know, just to see the offense, you know, put 10 runs up in one inning, you saw, Franmil Reyes get a big hit. Jose Ramirez had been in a slump, so it's good to see him driving the ball again. Lindor got a big hit. I think Lindor's been scuffling. So it was just good to see them put back-to-back at-bats together to show some patience at the plate. I think what they walked, they had three bases loaded walks in that one inning, in the seventh inning, the big inning. So, I mean, that was encouraging because, you know, you look at this team and through the first 13 games, what they scored 36 runs. They hadn't, you know, it was like a minor victory when they put, you know, two hits back to back together. So it was just good to see that kind of offense for a change.
Oh, Hoynesy, this pitching, obviously four shutouts to start the year that leads the majors. This has to be one of the best starts you've ever seen from a battery, and I'm talking any team, anywhere. It's almost every start by these guys.
Yeah, it really is. It's impressive. You know, you look around baseball, and there's not a whole lot of teams whose starters are going 6, 7, 8 innings, and I think that goes, you know, into how they prepared – you know, before spring training too, that, you know, the organization had a plan. The coaches stayed in touch with the pitchers, you know, through Zoom calls, and the pitchers were dedicated, you know. And, you know, I thought, I think everybody likes their rotation. You know, it's young, they're durable, they throw strikes. But the part that is kind of the piece that has surprised me has been the bullpen. You know, I thought that was going to be – that was kind of a weakness. But right now, you know, that they're carrying the load just like the rotation. You know, Hand seems to be back. James Karinchak has been, you know, kind of a revelation. I thought, you know, he had, everybody knew he had a great arm, but I wondered about his control. He's shown great control. You know, Nick Whitgren is kind of an unsung hero in that setup role. So, and you know, Jose, and you know, Oliver Perez, the three batter rule hasn't seemed to affected him at all. So, you know, that's been encouraging.
Paul, how's Tito doing? And what is? Do you have any specifics on the gastrointestinal problem?
I don't. The only thing I know is that, you know, it bothered him in spring training, and when spring training one was canceled in March, he came to Cleveland and had some more tests, and you know, now it's kind of flared up again over the weekend, you know, last weekend in Minnesota. That's all I know about it.
With Sandy there as the acting manager, he's had health problems before. Are we counting the years left with Terry Francona as the manager of the Indians?
Well, you know, I think he signed through 2022. I think he could probably manage in Cleveland as long as he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, after, you know, they've got a great relationship. He has a great relationship with the front office. He's won, you know, for seven straight years here. This is his eighth year. They've been to the postseason four times. What's not to like about him, you know? And I guess if one thing could force him out, it would be a health issue. But,
oh, that's what I meant. You know, I didn't mean anything in terms of him losing or anything. I think he's probably got a pretty solid deal for a long time, as long as he wants to be there. But, you know, just considering, you know, what happened in 2016 or 17 after that and then with this.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think he's still a passionate guy. He still likes to manage. He loves being around the ball club. You know, he could have probably opted out of this season, I would think, you know, because of the virus and his, you know, underlying conditions. But he just said, I'd be miserable. I want to be around the guys. I want to run the ball club. I you know, he misses the competition. So I think, you know, Tito's a lifer, so I think he's in this for the long haul, one way or the other.
Hey, Hoynesy, Delino DeShields Jr. has been activated, and that means that Greg Allen, Daniel Johnson, they've been banished to an alternate site. I think the island of Elba is where they're heading. What does this mean for the team right now?
It just means kind of reshuffling the deck with the outfield, and hopefully one of these guys starts to hit. You know, Delino had a pretty good start last night, the single. He started that, you know, the big inning with a single, and he walked, drew a bases loaded walk in the inning. And, you know, we haven't really seen it. We haven't seen him since spring training one. So, but, you know, one of these outfielders has got to get going. And it's just, you know, when you have seven or eight outfielders on the roster, it's just hard to get guys at bats. You know, I think it would be nice just to see him settle on some kind of three or four guys that they're playing every day and give these guys a chance to settle in, because if not, it's just going to be a revolving door like it has been.
Have the players, manager, buddy, gotten used to how bizarre this whole situation is with no fans?
I haven't. I know that. It is just a weird, weird feeling. I still don't get it. I still have, you know, you're sitting in the press box. There's nobody in the ballpark. You're wearing a mask, and you can hear Tom Hamilton's voice echoing throughout the ballpark. So it is just a strange experience. I think the players seem to be adapting much more. I mean, they seem to be, you know, adapting to it. I was talking to Sandy Alomar yesterday, and he said, you know, when you're on the road, it's easier to live with the protocols. Because, you know, you go to the hotel, you go to the ballpark, you go from the ballpark back to the hotel, you know, that's it. But at home, you know, there's a little, the exposure is greater because you're going to your home, your family's there, you're meeting friends. So, but other than that, I just think this is a season that it just seems, to me, it doesn't seem real. It still doesn't seem real.
Are we out of the woods with Brad Hand?
You know, I'm encouraged. You know, back-to-back saves. He had that long rest. 5 days off. His slider and breaking. The Indians really like his breaking ball. You know, the curveball and the breaking. The slider. The slider mostly. He's kind of brought the curveball back. And I think if you pitch Karinchak in front of him, you've got a guy throwing 94, 95, 96. You bring Hand in, who more off speed. It's a different look. So I think that will help him. But I think his velo's gaining a little bit, 93, 94. So I think he's on the right track. And I don't like to talk about closers too much because I tend to jinx them.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, Paul. I didn't mean to do it. Now that you said jinx, kids' ears are going to perk up, and then away we go. So hopefully Brad does very well after I ask that series of questioning. I got some audio we want to play for you. Paul Hoynes joining us on the show from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Find him on Twitter, @Hoynesy. A kid, play this for Paul, please.
Oh, my God. Nick, nobody can compare that with Nick Swisher. I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think he hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I can't. You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No. I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right. So he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year, and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay.
Audio courtesy NBC Sports Chicago. What happened between those two in Chicago?
Wait, now tell me who that was.
Oh, that was you don't know. I assumed you knew. I'm sorry. That was Ozzie Guillen, who was on NBC Sports Chicago talking about how much he hates Nick Swisher. Do you know what happened between those two in Chicago before I ask you the series of other questions about this?
I have no idea. I really don't. I know. That Swisher wanted out of Chicago badly. I know that.
And it might have been because of Ozzie Guillen. Is that the possibility?
Perhaps. But, yeah, I know that they, you know, that. And Swisher, you got a little. Nick is a good guy, but a little of him goes a long way sometimes. He's always on. He's always, running at 100 miles an hour. And I think some people aren't sure if that's the real Nick Swisher or just an act.
Well, let me ask you, you guys as writers, because it seemed to be that way with his teammates. Like, when they would go through losing streaks and he was doing, hey, what's going on? Like, would you kind of go, wow, you guys have been losing all week and you are really chipper this morning. Like, would that happen for you?
Well, I liked him because he was great for us. He was always upbeat. He was always, he was always ready to talk. And he was a fun guy to be around, but I wasn't with him 24/7 like some of his teammates.
Did you ever hear rumblings that they were a little bit?
I heard, you hear stuff, but you hear stuff about a lot of players. I just go how they get, how my relationship is with them, and if they treat me well, it's a two-way street. So, but ball players don't always get along with each other. That's for sure.
Well, Paul, I tried to trap you, and of course you were able to escape, which they tried to trap me with this audio here earlier in the show. So you and I are brothers now. We thank you very much for the time. All the best, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Paul Hoynes joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 216-578-0092. Coming up next, Lyman gets to do Champions Pose, and there is something very interesting that you could buy on the internet today. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.